If anybody can try and figure it out, it's 6PR technology expert and the editor at EFTM.com, Trevor Long. Good afternoon.
Ollie, it's a good one. This is a cracker because there's really a couple of theories here. I think that one of them is obviously pure coincidence, but you've got to look at it and go, I mean, that would be lotto ticket style coincidence,
wouldn't
right?
Just, yeah.
I mean, remarkable. The more likely I would look at is that they're actually in a database. And let's remember, all of us are in a database somewhere, and those databases are being sold online on the dark web between criminals because they're trying to scam us. And it's quite possible this family are all in a database as a family. And so they've decided to actually make the calls, because these are all just computerized. They're robocalls in the political party sense. They've decided to make the calls simultaneously. I find it a very poor scammer tactic, if I'm honest. But it's about as close as I can get to it as to having a genuine reason, assuming the other one that first came to mind was they're all iPhone users. They're all sharing an iCloud account, and they're actually receiving a call to an iCloud number as opposed to each individual mobile.
So Wendy had another theory.
My phone rings, my computer and my iPad ring as well.
Well, that's right. And that's happened to me as well, Trevor, on the iPhone and the iPad. Wendy's other theory is that they all could be connected to the home Wi-Fi. Now, could that have anything to do with it? Or are we starting to get down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, Trevor?
No, I think that's stretching even my theories thus far.
Okay.
So, no, I don't think it's got to do with being on the same Wi-Fi network at all. But, you know, as a precaution, I would look at this and go, you know, that worries me. Like, it's a solid scam. So I would be accessing antivirus software and making sure that you are actually up to date, make sure you haven't been hacked in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I would also be looking at, there's some really great software. I think Trend Micro have a thing called ID Security. It's an app that you put on your phone and you put in things like your credit card number, your passwords, and it searches the dark web and says, look, this password you're using, it's been exposed, and you should change it. And so it can actually help you understand how much of your information is out there on the internet.
Yeah, it is important. Good on you, Trevor. I'll tell you what, we will hear you with Millsy again very, very soon. Thank you, mate. Have a good weekend.
No worries, mate.